NPP Elections Committee firms its stance against the use of proxy voting in the impending presidential primaries as the chairman dismisses petition from party members in the diaspora against the ban in the 31st January 2026 primaries.
Election which is accessible to all, a very credible elections, that provision or that ban should be maintained. We will still not have proxy voting in this 2026 presidential primaries.
Tonight, we explore the impact of this on the internal processes to choose who leads the party into the 2028 presidential elections. Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telcel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy holy sleep. And also by Shield Pension. Trust into the future with you. Now, tonight, Chairman of the MPP's Presidential Elections Committee, Joe Osei-Osu, has dismissed petitions from TESCON and diaspora members seeking to overturn the ban on proxy voting ahead of the 2026 presidential primaries, insisting that the party will not allow any proxy voting to be used in that election. According to him, removing the ban could complicate the processes and create room for dispute, potentially undermining the integrity and accessibility of the primaries. This is coming on the back of petitions from members in the diaspora that the proxy voting should be allowed, citing instances that coming to Ghana to take part in the election will cost them not less than $3,000. But tonight, we understand the committee believes keeping the rule in place will support an incident-free exercise and also strengthen confidence in the final outcome.
Proxy voting. We've listened to all kinds of petitions. We've read the petitions presented by sections of the party. And after listening to all that, we came to a conclusion that for the sake of conducting an election that is incident-free and election that is respected, election which is accessible to all, a very credible elections, that provision or that ban should be maintained. We will still not have proxy voting in this 2026 presidential primaries. That position is maintained.
Well, now, Joe Osei-Osu also formally presented a party's voter album compiled on hard drives to all five presidential aspirants. The former deputy speaker encouraged the aspirant to carefully review the register and channel any concerns or corrections through the approved party structures.
A soft copy each of the provisional register to the contestants. We have just finished a meeting with the contestants, a very, very, very peaceful and successful meeting. Now we are ready to give copies of the provisional registers. We will encourage them to go through. If they have any issues, raise them with us, and then we'll clean them up before we send it to the constituencies to exhibit them before we do the final register. So on behalf of the committee, I present to candidate number one, Honorable Kenneth Japon, a soft copy of the register. Honorable Edwichum, candidate number four, is that right?
Okay.
Yeah,
number three.
Yes, number two here. So we present you a copy of the register.
That means all those who want to vote for
Engineer Gabriel Japon, here you are. A copy of the register. Thank you very much. Mr. Fred Owari is receiving it on behalf of His Excellency Baumia. Thank you very much. And Honorable Andy Apiakubi is receiving it on behalf of Honorable Brian Echampo.
This is still Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep and Shield Pension Trust into the future with you. So tonight we are on the MPP because the chairman or the election management committee of the impending primary says they will still not allow proxy voting to take place in this election. We have been joined on the line by the Director of Research and Elections of the New Patriotic Party, Evans Niwaku. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the basis? What is informing this decision?
Well, my brother, good evening to your listeners and viewers. The Presidential Elections Committee, put together by the National Council, has the mandate to conduct peaceful, credible elections so that the outcome will be accepted by all. The body has put in place what we call internal IPAC. And so in today's meeting, the committee emphasized the need for the conduct of a very peaceful elections. In state discussions, you need to have the buy-in of all key stakeholders. In today's meeting, we had the national chairman acting, the general secretary, the third vice chairperson of the party, the national organizer, the national national coordinator. We also had the chairman of the council of elders in the meeting, and we had all the presidential candidates except Honorable Brian Champong and Dr. Mahmoud Bamina, who could not make it, that were represented by Mr. Fred Owari and Honorable Andy Appiah Kubi, respectively. So part of the conversation has been that the committee has a mandate to issue out guidelines for the conduct of this intended peaceful elections come January 31, 2026. Part of the rules is that the committee will want to distance itself from conducting an election that will be tainted by unnecessary acrimonies. You've been in this party, people have raised issues that do not have space within our engagement. In the wisdom of the Presidential Elections Committee, voting through proxy has happened in our previous elections, and we are aware of how people have raised some concerns. And so the decision the committee took was that we will not allow for proxy. As we speak, there hasn't been any application for proxy by any eligible voter across the country and even from our diaspora community.
Isn't that because of the decision not to allow it that they were wishing that it would be reversed for them to start applying?
No, I'm saying that we shouldn't review the conversation only to a certain petition from some party members in the diaspora. If it is part of the elections, even locals will have opportunity. And you cannot sit today and determine how many people are going to apply for policy. We are going to elections where we have almost 210,000 voters into this election. We are mindful of all rough edges, and we will get into the discussion, carry along all the presidential candidates. What we intend doing is to ensure that at the end of the day, all the candidates will accept the outcome of the elections. We don't want any situation where people will raise fingers where it will not hold.
Okay.
And so, in the wisdom of the committee, the mandate given us, we have the strongest position that if we manage this conduct without proxy, you have a very credible, fair elections, and all stakeholders will be happy about the outcome.
You say people have raised issues about proxy in the past, but have proxies marred any of your elections in the past for you to conclude on the way you have concluded?
Yes, I mean, I'm saying that we've been guided by the past. people have raised concern that
I get that part, but I'm asking that has proxies affected your election in any of your past ones?
I have not said so, but I'm saying that people have raised concerns. So in view of that, if you raise a concern, we think that we can avoid and have a credible election. Why not?
Okay. Well, I mean, how huge were those concerns? For example, was there any survey to guide you that a number of our party members, or this number of our party members, say proxy voting isn't helping us and therefore we should shelve it?
Okay, so let me give you a bit. In the 2023 election, when you take external branches, only 73 of the eligible voters applied to have their vote done for them through proxy. 73. And then this, if you look at 73 out of about 205,000 registered voters, it's a small quantum. And we're saying that if we can avoid it, for our stakeholders to accept the outcome so that when we are done, we all come together and rally behind whoever is elected as the presidential candidate for us to win 2028, it is the lesser evil. And so that's the path the party has decided to go through the National Presidential Elections Committee.
But aren't you worried that your diasporians, who also feel because they cannot come and because of the ban they will be disenfranchised, would then decide not to be part of the processes to get your flag bearer that you elected as president?
And I've submitted that I don't want us to reduce the conversation to just a petition by some people in the diaspora. In election at the national level, the EC will allow for process. In our case, we are conducting our internal election. And you wouldn't know for now, even those who may apply for it. And I'm saying it is, you will not get it right if you route it along the path of external branches petitioning for the allowance of a proxy voting.
Okay.
In the interest of the party's journey towards credible and ensure the integrity of the exercise, we think that this smaller, minutest of the component should not be entertained to dent the image of what we're expecting.
Okay. So the decision is either you come down or you don't vote at all, right?
The decision is that the committee will make sure that all eligible voters will visit their voting centers and have their vote cast.
How will you, if I am in the US of A and I can't come down?
And also, if you check the electoral history, you realize that in every election, you won't get 100% turnout. But we are saying that as much as possible, all eligible voters will have opportunity to visit their voting centers to cast their votes. And today, all the voting centers proposed by the Electoral Commission have been given to the candidates for their assessment.
I get you, but I am only asking that, for example, if you say you would make it possible that we would all travel to our polling centers to vote, if I am living in the United States, I'll be asking myself, how will you ensure that I'm able to visit my polling center to vote when I'm not able to travel?
Yes, elections that we've conducted, our external branch members have come to participate. In our last national conference held in July at the University of Ghana Sports Stadium, our external branch members came. And in that conference, extension was given for all former executives to be part of this conference coming up on December 31. January 31, 2026. So the opportunity is there, and the external branch is an integral part of the party, and so we are not taking anybody out. All we're saying that in the interest of the party, in order to ensure the integrity of the exercise, in order for all the stakeholders to accept the outcome, this will not be a dent in this exercise.
All right. Do stay with me. Let me bring in the reps of the various presidential aspirant so we can take their reactions as well. Kwesi Kwating is spokesperson for the Kennedy Ejiapon campaign team. Kwesi, I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us. What's your reaction to this decision by the Elections Management Committee?
Kwesi, your voice is down. Good news. Can you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
I want to pick your reaction, the reaction of the KEN campaign team to this decision that proxy voting will not be allowed in these primaries.
Well, I think it's a good step, and it's a step in the right direction. The Presidential Election Committee, a committee filled with the delegated powers of National Council and NEC to make guidelines for this election, has given reasons for the banning of this proxy vote, and it relates to making sure that we protect the integrity and sanctity of this election. And I think for us, we welcome it, because you will agree with me that the most important internal election process of the party arguably has to do with the selection of its presidential candidate. And as such, it requires the highest standards of transparency. And again, must be also insulated from all potential vulnerabilities. And so if the proxy voting, which it is not in dispute, it has the potency of consolidating decision-making power in the hands of intermediaries, which makes it susceptible to manipulation and due influence and unverifiable claims concerning the instructions of the true delegate, then I believe that, especially looking at the mood of the party, where we stand now, it is something that we all have to take a second look at. But of course, for us in Kennedy Ejiapon, I think the emphasis has to be made very clearly that when you talk about supporting the decision of the Presidential Election Committee, we are not suggesting that we are against external branches voting. Of course, the committee, as part of the guidelines, can also look at even creating polling stations externally for them. Or maybe the candidates can come together with the help of the entire party, also help with in terms of the air tickets and fare for our friends in the diaspora. But, I mean, the point has to be made clearly. Even in Ghana, there is no way any election will record 100% attendance.
Okay.
So certainly, even whether you allow proxy or you do not allow proxy, you are still going to get people that are unable to make it. And interestingly, for instance, I use my village as an example. The election ordinarily is expected to be held in the constituency capital, which is Abuja. People travel from afar places, and people who probably may be in Wa, maybe in Accra, will have to travel to also go and vote. And so if there is reasons for people going to vote or not reasons going to vote, I mean, reasons will always exist, but it may not necessarily be in reasonable forms. And people who also want to give excuse will always want to give an excuse. No matter where a polling station is situated, people obviously have to travel to be able to access that polling station. And believe you me, somebody traveling from Wa to Accra to vote, in terms of the value that is placed on that person's transportation costs and his economic standing in the society, may even be more costlier than a person traveling from, let's say, United States or UK to come and vote. So I think we all have to make the sacrifice of time. And in the spirit of party unity, in the spirit of protecting the integrity and sanctity of our democratic process, that is especially for this particular election, I think we need to stand by the Presidential Election Committee. So for us in Ken, we support their decision fully. And of course, we respect all the directives. Remember, when initially they said they were going to do top-down...
Yes. A party that says we believe in the tenet of democracy, after all these years of organizing presidential primaries, and you say that you are going to disenfranchise some people because they cannot travel to Ghana, doesn't that take away something from the party that touts itself as being a party that believes in democracy?
Let me say something. You see, this whole policy conversation, it is not a constitutional requirement. People present it as though our constitution captures that there has to be a policy vote. Even in the constitution of Ghana, there's nothing like policy. It's just a guideline. So if at the end of the day, they look at the exigencies of the moment and realize that such guidelines will not help. In any event, like I stated,
even if we allow all the 210,000 people, the estimated number of delegates, to even run positive, you still get people who do not come and vote. So far as you have a right in law, within the law to come and vote, does not mean that you also don't have to meet the part of your responsibility of obligations. Okay. Wife has always been moving with responsibility. So in as much as you have a right to come and vote, you also have to demonstrate some level of commitment.
I'm grateful
by
to
meeting
you.
It halfway.
I'm grateful to you, Kwesi Kwarteng, a spokesperson for the Canada Japan team. Let's go to the Dr. Mahmoud Baumia campaign team, and Dr. Ekwea Mwakon is deputy spokesperson. I'm grateful to you for joining. How is the Dr. Baumia campaign team reacting to this decision by the elections management team?
First, let me say good evening to you and all your cherished listeners. I think for us, the decision by the Presidential Election Committee is one that we do not find too progressive.
Doc, unfortunately, you have to start again. You said you don't find what? Your line was breaking.
Oh, sorry. Is it clearer now?
Yeah, it's clearer, yes.
Yes, so as I was saying, it's a little unfortunate, the decision that the Presidential Election Committee finally came to, as we can all see that it's going to disenfranchise a lot of party people, especially those in the diaspora. Proxy, I was listening to my brother, and I do think it's at least the convention, as it happens, it happened in 2023, it happens in our general elections and everything. So it's nothing new that at this point you become a bone of contention. But clearly, listening to the chair of the committee, the Presidential Election Committee, it seems that there's been some sort of compromise between there's been some kind of compromise position reached as a result of some sentiments coming from other aspirants. It's a considered view that these impediments should not be placed in the way of very well-meaning and good-standing members who, by one way or the other, would not be able to present themselves here to be able to vote. As I said, this proxy voting was done in 2023, is done in our general elections. And even if you look at the total numbers involved, I don't think they are, even to be charitable, I don't think we are talking about over 500 votes when you look at the total poll of over 200,000. So I do not think it should be another point of litigation as we go through our processes to elect the new flag bearer.
Okay.
However, the party will still have to find a way to overcome these challenges so that we do not completely disenfranchise our party members in the diaspora. Because then are we now going to suggest that they fly over to come and cast their vote? Who bears that cost and all of that? But I believe as time goes on, the party will continue to have decisions on this arrangement. But we as a campaign are definitely going to stand by whatever decision the party comes to with regards to this.
Okay, all right. Kwesi Kwarteng is suggesting that the aspirant come together with the party to see how possibly, if you have to fund those who are supposed to vote, to travel down to do it. Will your team support such an idea?
Oh no, I think that is jumping the gun for now, especially if all of this is happening just because one camp feels like this could be an avenue for some untoward action to take place, which really is not backed by any facts. There's no evidence to that. So for us to stretch processes that far just to soothe their, I don't want to use paranoia, I think that might be a step too far. But I do believe the party is going to continue to judge or to find a solution to this matter so that we don't completely alienate our party based in the diaspora. They are very important to us. They contribute to the party. Some of them come down to campaign, so it will not be fair on the part of the party to completely ice them out. But as we, for us in the Baumia campaign, we are not in control of this whole setup. We are not the referee. The party is the referee in this processes that are going through. We are participants, and we are willing to play by the rules of the itself.
Okay. All right. I'm grateful to you. Dr. Ekwea Mwakon is deputy spokesperson for the Dr. Baumia campaign team. Let me bring in Evans Nemakon again. The NPP USA branch chairperson, Obaya Frimpong, had issued a warning that they will sue the party if they ban proxy voting. Are you ready to go through this battle, or there are strategies to ensure this doesn't happen? Ms. Aniwaku? Do I have Ms. Aniwaku on the line? Okay, all right. Let me bring in Dr. Kwame Asante. He is a senior lecturer, political science department at the University of Ghana. Doc, what do you think is the impact that this could have on the party cohesion as the party prepares for its 31st January 2026 primaries?
Kojo, thanks for the opportunity. But I'm so surprised that I heard comment from Mr. Kwating and Co. that this is not a constitutional requirement, it is just a guideline. Look, if you want to spread that argument, then where in the constitution do you see that you have to have free and fair elections with all the conditions attached? You see, there are processes that guide the conduct of every election. And once you want to talk about free and fair election, one of the cardinal principles is that you create an enabling environment that everybody who is legally qualified has opportunity to exercise his franchise. Anything which goes against it is an aberration, a misnomer, and is not the best. What is the essence? The important thing about positive voting is that people will not be there physically, whether here or abroad. There may be people who are physically, not well. They will not be able to present themselves, so somebody exercise that franchise on their behalf. And you say you won't allow that. You are creating an unequal playing field for people. And for me, I was wondering why they say so. They said it will make the election credible and all that. Are you saying that elections with proxy doesn't produce what, credible results? We have seen at the national level where proxy votings are allowed, and we see credible elections that has produced president from their corner and then from NDC as well. Imagine today, Electoral Commission of Ghana decides that it's not going to allow proxy voting. What will be the response of the MPP? I think they are not fair to their people. They are not creating an environment where everybody can participate in it. But when they need the resources and all that, they want the people to jump in and support them. It's unfair. Every free and fair election must be convenient, must be accessible, must be representative, and must have an equal playing field for everybody who is qualified by law to compete. Anything short of this is not free and fair election. It's something else.
Now that the committee has taken this decision, what would be your advice based on what you just said?
Decisions are made, but we can also amend them. They should go back and look at it and allow. Look, even if one person is the one who has applied for proxy voting, allow him. Remember, they introduced representation of people's amendment, law, and all that. Are they not interested in proxy and all that? Is it not another form where people cannot physically be present here and vote where they can vote elsewhere? Why are they doing this? Is it something that they want to hide from the people or what? They should come clear on that.
The issue of Rupal here. Thank you very much, Doc, for your time here on our show. Dr. Kwame Asante, a senior lecturer, political science department, University of Ghana. Do I still have Doc on the line? Okay. All right. And that's how I wrap it all up on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies, holy insecticide spray and coil, enjoy a holy sleep, and also by Showed Pension Trust, into the future with you. News